Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. A winter weather advisory in place. Going to be cloudy with rain and or wet snow. We'll have a high of about 42, but temperature is going to be falling as the afternoon goes on. Kenosha right now is at 36 degrees. Burlington at 33. In Milwaukee, it's 37 and 36 degrees. In Racine. Racine firefighters spending the early morning hours, at least a couple of them, chasing out flames inside of some older business facilities in the 1600 block of Racine Street, initially called out on a citizen smell of something burning. First unit at that location about 1:20 a.m. confirming there was smoke from one building. It led to the response of more crews and equipment. The roof eventually opened up for access to any flames at that level. A transformer on the property that apparently exploded, prompting notification to dispatch by a police supervisor on the scene just in case any citizen calls came in. And the fire was declared under control at about the two-hour mark. How it began, however, and the degree of damage involved, both unknown at this point. Last night in Kenosha, around 7:30 or so, city fire crews, they were sent out to deal with a second-floor bedroom fire, a home at 1312 60th Street. Occupants evacuated without incident, and more personnel and equipment sent to that location. Cause of the fire appears to have been an unattended candle. No damage amount has been listed thus far. A due process hearing for the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue in Racine got postponed last evening due to some language in the original complaint that City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin told the Public Safety and Licensing Committee might have been a little confusing.
There was some confusion in the language on the sum of the complaint that needed to be cleared up, and my office did sign a new amended summons and complaint, and we're looking to hold a hearing next Wednesday, February 1st at 5:30 to take this matter up.
In the meantime, Sunshine Market business agent Candace Ali helping her husband with a soda, water, cigarette, tobacco products licensing for a store at 2120 16th Street called Fufu's Hotspot. And she voiced displeasure to the panel at any suggestion that the two sites are related.
I don't think it's fair that they use him against another store. It's just not fair. This is his first time, and it shouldn't be used, and I shouldn't even be used really for this. Already I feel bad for what, you know, the situation of the other store. But I have to deal with that.
Alderman Jeff Koh said any concerns by the clerk's office about the application process and operation of Fufu's Hotspot, that can be addressed before the next committee meeting. Kenosha Unified School Board policy that governs citizen comments will not be changing. Board members indicating that the existing policy should be enough to deal with any problems at future meetings. The discussions about changing policy grew out of frustration with one speaker who'd been regularly attending board meetings, loudly accusing certain district staff of corruption. Several speakers at last night's meeting said the policy should not be altered. Former board member Kyle Flood calling the proposal, in his word, disgusting.
To shut down comments from people out of town that could have very, very good input. Some of the best input I heard in some comments were from people that might not have lived within the district. To shut out things that aren't on the agenda, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. What is this? People can't in democracy come and speak to you about their concerns? That's crazy. And come on, do we really need to give the board president any more power?
Also speaking, Zachary Jacobs said the policy allows the board to avoid dealing with issues of concern to the public.
Wording of the revisions as it stands essentially gives the board the power to avoid discussing any issue that the board does not want discussed, and that is very troubling.
Meanwhile, the proposed policy would have limited comments to just items on the agenda, prohibited many non-district residents from speaking, and it would have given the board president more power to prohibit somebody from speaking. But again, school board decided not to implement that policy. And the Racine Education Association wants more information from the Unified School District regarding high-stakes standardized testing. President Angelina Cruz telling the school board that their first open records request back in November thankfully receives a timely response.
I'd also like to thank the superintendent for setting up a meeting with the RUSD Director of Assessment and myself. This meeting included teachers and community members alike. It was a really great opportunity for further discussion and clarity on the information that has already been provided, and a good starting point for continued discussion.
Cruz said the second open records request, the cost to taxpayers for high-stakes standardized testing, in the 2016-17 budget, there's almost $169,000 to cover what is known as the MAP test. The owner of a downtown Racine building at 306th Street, which housed the now-closed Sip, Drink, and Eatery, in the process of selling it to a California businessman whose wife is from Racine and plans to open a new restaurant with the existing Class B liquor license if all the paperwork is filled out on time. During the Public Safety and Licensing Committee meeting, City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin read Christine Bogrand's message that conditionally surrenders the license as part of the application process for Richard Onion. Attorney John Belogic, representing the purchaser, explained an outstanding related matter that involved the current owner, an earlier interested buyer, and Onion has now apparently been settled.
We were able to help orchestrate, number one, the settlement of Ms. Bogrand's issues with Mr. and Mrs. Schulte. They're out of the picture, and you do have from them the withdrawal of their application, which you just voted on. Number two, we do have a written agreement with Ms. Bogrand, the holder of this license, for our purchase of 306th Street, and we propose to put a nice restaurant into this facility.
Belogic owning and noting that the new owner has very successfully got a restaurant going in San Jose these days. He said the clock is ticking, but that his client is moving diligently on the application process for the license and the downtown site. Racine County Board last night unanimously approving that $4.65 million forgivable loan to InSinkErator for the company's new headquarters in Mount Pleasant. Earlier in the day, the Mount Pleasant Village Board unanimously approved a $600,000 grant to the company to come from tax incremental financing. A proposed class to be taught by a police officer designed to foster trust between police and high school students has been sent back to the drawing board by the Kenosha Unified School Board. Called Building Lifelong Trust, this voluntary 7-week class was scheduled to begin at Bradford High School later this year, but concerns were expressed the class seemed to lack some information about individual rights like the right to remain silent. In Citizen Comments, Angela Cunningham, an assistant DA in Milwaukee, said the class is the right idea, but it does need some additions.
And I think not only use that curriculum to teach high schoolers how to interact with the police, but also allow the police department to use it as an opportunity to learn about our youth, because I think there's fear in both directions. And so this curriculum is a real opportunity to address the fear that's on both sides and the misunderstanding and misconceptions that are on both sides.
Beth Ormseth, the district chief of school leadership, noted Police Chief Dan Muskinis said the class was never meant to be a mini course in constitutional law, designed instead to give students just an idea of what police go through, that is, on a routine daily basis. Board directed administration get more input from local attorneys and the police chief and come back with an updated curriculum as soon as possible. Later this year, the Sturtevant Police Department is going to be joining with those around the area to have a canine unit. At last night's continual committee meeting, Police Chief Sean Marschke said the value of having a canine team is well known.
They're an excellent tool for apprehending criminals and for detecting controlled substances, and as well as being a officer safety tool as well. Many canines have saved the lives of law enforcement officers across the nation.
Chief Marschke noting it'll be a few more months before the canine unit hits the road for the first time. Through funding efforts since 2015, the department's raised some $20,000 to purchase and train a dog. Police Officer Tanya Purdy has been assigned the canine unit. She's already working with Rhea, a German Shepherd puppy being trained by Racine Police Canine Officer Steve Beal. He owns Patriot Canine LLC. The Sturtevant Village Board to formally approve the contract for the dog and for the training at their regular meeting in a couple of weeks. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.